Two of the nation's largest banks have announced plans to merge. J.P. Morgan Chase is acquiring Bank One in a deal valued at $58 billion. The combined bank would have more than $1 trillion in assets and rank second only to Citigroup. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The merged company will operate some 2,300 bank branches in 17 states. Bank One already has a strong presence in the Midwest and Southwest. Consultant Bert Ely says acquiring those Bank One branches gives New York-based J.P. Morgan Chase much more of a national presence.
Right now, in the United States, it's basically Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, and Texas. They clearly want to be more national in scope, and this transaction would really make them the second company with substantial geographical reach in the United States, the other one being Bank of America.
Bank of America announced its own $47 billion acquisition of Fleet Boston Financial in October. Both deals reflect the ongoing consolidation in the banking industry, as well as renewed interest in so-called retail banking directed at consumers. Even before the merger announcement, J.P. Morgan Chase was planning to open 100 new bank branches in the next 5 years. Bob Teitelman, who edits the financial publication The Deal, says the Bank One acquisition accelerates that push into the retail market.
Bank One is one of the preeminent retail banks in the country. It has an extensive branching network, and it's got credit cards, and it's got all that sort of stuff. That is really one of the missing pieces at J.P. Morgan Chase.
Teitelman says retail banking not only generates its own fees, it also creates a pool of deposits the company can tap for its business clients.
It's an advantage for a major bank to have a lot of inexpensive deposits because that money can be lent out at a very low price to corporate customers. And it gives a Citigroup or a Chase or a Bank of America an edge when it comes to the lending side against some of the securities firms in particular, you know, Merrill Lynch and Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley.
Executives say the merger will eliminate about 10,000 bank jobs, or 7% of the total workforce. Some of those job cuts may come through attrition. Branch closing should be limited because there's not much geographic overlap. The combined bank will be headquartered in New York, but most of the retail business will be run out of Chicago. Bank consultant Ely says for consumers, the merger's no big deal.
I'm not sure that consumers are going to see that much in the short term. What it will do is they will be able, particularly as they move around the country, deal with their own bank instead of having to deal with other banks.
The merger still needs approval from shareholders and regulators. The banks hope to finalize the deal by the middle of the year. Scott Horsley, NPR News.